what the Word of God teaches. And in John 16, he says you can know all truth. Okay. And so everything we teach is right from the Word of God, and we test everything. So you test the man-made church systems with their false gospels, their pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, their link to the world. That is not of the Scripture. The Bible clearly calls God's people to come out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus through faith and repentance. And if you really have new life, a lot of Americans claim to be born again, but yet they live after the world, they live after the flesh.
How are you supposed to live, brother?
You're supposed to come out of the world.
How are you supposed to live, brother?
You're supposed to come out of the world in holiness and righteousness. This is the world. This is food, frivolity, trinkets, entertainment.
So what are you doing about it?
Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded.
That's your gig.
That's exactly what, well, you call it a gig. That's the commandments of God. It's the commandments of God. If we don't take people's money, we preach the gospel and we go and call people out of the world. And if you don't repent and come out of the world,
then what?
You'll lose your soul.
Ooh, are you sure about that, brother?
Oh, absolutely. That's what God's word says. You will lose your soul lest you repent. Turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus Christ is so glorious. He did not shed his blood so that you could live your own life. That man said, how do we know what's the truth of God's word? We know the truth by the word and the spirit when you test all things. God is not a liar. He said, my people can know the word. They can know the truth. Jesus said, no man can have two masters. You'll love one, you'll hate the other. Who's the master of your life today, American citizens? If you're seeking all the ways of the world, and you're seeking the flesh, and you live in the culture and pride and vanity and the church systems, the wrath of God is coming for you. It's loving to tell you this truth. You've got to turn away from every false way. You've got to walk in holiness and righteousness. The Bible says, lose this life to find eternal life in Jesus Christ. It's not a complicated message, but it is hard to do. You'll lose your family. You'll lose your career. You'll lose your friends. You'll lose your church system. You'll lose your desires, the lusts of your flesh. But it's all for a glorious Savior who shed his blood and made a narrow way. But if you're not willing to lose this life and take this journey, God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday, Saturday, whenever you go to church. God doesn't want trinkets thrown to him. He wants an entire life lived, coming out of the world, seeking him in spirit and truth. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. We've been preaching it all day. Are you sowing to the flesh? America's festivals, America's entertainment, America's hobbies are all about flesh. But then you have the spirit. You have spirit and truth. Jesus is the truth. If you don't have truth, you don't have Jesus Christ. Ponder that, neighbors. If you're not seeking after truth, you have not eternal life, because Christ is eternal life. His name, Jesus, means Yeshua, means salvation. If you don't have truth, you don't have the biblical Savior. You might have a Roman Catholic Jesus. You might have an evangelical false Jesus. You might have a non-denominational or one of these other flavors false Jesus. But the biblical Savior is truth. That means his doctrine, his ways line up to Scripture. That's not the American church system. That's not the culture of America. The culture today lines up with Satan's system. Christ made a narrow way. He's so worthy to be lifted up over food and trinkets and entertainment. I have a question. I have a question for my American neighbors. What's going to become of a nation of people that puts food and trinkets and entertainment above the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his gospel? I just watched and went up and down three times and asked, who fears God? How many thousands of people are here? I've yet to find anyone that says they fear God and they obey him. America's a lost nation, paganized, feminized, sodomized, headed for the wrath of God. There is no hope for America. But there's hope for those that will repent and come out. Come out of the culture. 2 Corinthians 6, touch not the unclean thing and he will receive you. America is prophecy come true, as is the rest of the world. Apostle Paul said, in the last days, they're going to tickle itchy ears with lies and false doctrines. That's the American church system. False doctrine, lies, pagan ways, feminization, worldliness, carnality, added to a holy Savior. God will not be mocked. Jesus is not the long-haired hippie that overlooks sin and just loves everybody. That is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah, and he's coming back in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1. Jesus said, fear him that can destroy your body and soul in hell. I did it multiple times. No Americans I found that fear God by obeying him. Proverbs 9, the beginning of wisdom, is to fear God. But Americans love to live their own way. They love to live by their flesh.